We're in Simen Shin Ches. We're up to Siv Chaf Aleph. We'll be doing from Chaf Aleph through Chaf Vav. Chaf Aleph, Aval Nidbach Shel Avonim. We learned yesterday that a palm branch that was chopped off the tree for the sake of firewood, but then you thought on Erev Shabbos that were you going to use it on Shabbos to sit on, then it's mutter to sit on it on Shabbos and move it for that purpose. Says the Mechaber, Aval Nidbach Shel Avonim, not so when you're talking about a platform made of stones. Means you've got a whole pile of stones sitting there, and you thought about using it on Erev Shabbos. Also, leishev elaim kein limdum, pure sidrum. It's not enough to think about using it tomorrow. To go ahead and use a bunch of stones as a chair, you would have had to do a maisa. What is your maisa? You set it up. Now, first of all, what's the difference? The difference is because a palm tree is generally used for sitting. In those days, that's what they used palm trees for, the palm branches for sitting on. They served as couches. Whereas stones are not made to be used as a chair. Says the Mishnah Brura, if that's the case, in our days when palm branches are not naturally used for sitting on, it would have the same halacha as Nidbach, where you'd have to really decide beforehand that you're going to use it. Now, the Mechaber brought down that you would have had to do a Shini Maisa, which is Limdum, you set them up. Rashi Shita is that Limdum is not a Shini Maisa. According to Rashi, limdum simply means you set it up so you won't have to move it on Shabbos. That's why you can use them, because it won't call for moving. But Rashi is molded that there's an issue of moving. The Mishnah Brura brings that the Magen Avraham follows Shitas Rashi, that limdum is not Shinui Maisa. Says the Ramah, V'yeshom l'din avonim k'din chorius v'chein ikr. The Ramah holds that there's no difference between avonim and chorius. Whereas the Magen Avraham comes out like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mechaber, that a Nidbach is not like Chorius, and that a Tanai is not enough, meaning thinking about it before Shabbos is not enough. As we'll see later, what you'll have to do is either do a Shini Maisa, or signify that this is going to be used as your chair forever. Sifchav Beis. Also, lechasos pi chavis be'even or be'bekas, you're not allowed to cover the top of a barrel either with a stone or with a boulder of wood, a piece of wood. Olisker be'emes adeles, or to use that as a doorstop. Olahakas be'em bevarza pirish hakonish mesimim bechavis lotzi ayayim imenu, or to knock on it in order to get the spout of the chavis open. Even if you planned on using it for Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, on Shabbos itself, the halacha is you couldn't move it unless you were miyachid it forever. If you're just miyachid it for this Shabbos, forever means this is going to be my doorstop. What you say is this will be my doorstop, not just I'm going to use it tomorrow. That's only in things that are abnormal. Kagon hani damaran. Avachol midi de urche bahachi. Kagon liftzoa boagozim, to use it for something normal. So, for example, as a way to crack nuts. Beyichud leShabbos achasagi. It's enough to designate it for one Shabbos. V'yesh mishomer de loshna. Some say that there is absolutely no difference, that everything needs yichud liolam. This sheet is lachumra. Others say that you need shinui maisa mamish. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura comes out that that anything that is abnormal would need yichud la'olam or shinui maisa. Anything that is considered a normal use, there, as long as you thought about it before Shabbos, that would be enough. Sifchav Gimel. Mutter lachtof onof min hadekel mebod yom, mutter lohanef po'al l'shulchan b'shabes, Lavriach hazvuvim, kivin the letzorach chotcho, also kli gomer. So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to take a palm branch and use it to chew away the flies. You could not use it as a fly swatter to kill the flies, because that's also in Shabbos, but to chase them away you could, because it's considered a kli gomer. Chav Dalid, Pishton Soruk, Vitsemer Menufitz. This is a flax or wool that have been combed out. Shalosti Bal Ramako. After you comb them out, you put them on a wound. Im Choshev Aleim Mibodyom Lesitim Alamaka. O Shiyoshevem Shaachas Mibodyom. O Shetzovam Beshemen. The Goli Daite, the Lamaki Kaimi. So everyone realizes that it's a Maka. O Shekorcha Mimashicha Litna Malamaka. So there the halach is b'shabes sulesli b'shum mukta. You get around the yisur mukta. Umishum refuah nami leka she'en ala kamo malbush lo yisur du begodav. This is just protection that it shouldn't go and scratch the wound and reopen the scab. V'yesh omen lo sagi b'machshav alochud. And there's a yesh omen that he brings that is not enough. The Magen Avraham doesn't know where this shita is, this Yesh Omrim. Sifchav Hei, Oros Yuveshim Shal Uman Ben Shabal Abayis Mutter L'Tatl, and dried hide is Mutter B'Metatl. Hagah V'Yesh Omrim Davka Oresh Behema Gasa, the Chazil Leish V'Aleim, of Mehema Daka Oser, Elam Kim Chashav Leish Leim Mibod Yom. If you're talking about a thick one, so there everybody would hold that it's considered a kli. Whereas about thin leather, I mean, who sits down on thin leather? Further, sifchavov nesarim shabal abayis mutal etatlan v'shal uman aser elim kein choshev alei mebod yom litn alei pas l'aruch motash meshacher, a cut piece of wood. So the halach is it's not mukta, but an uman's is mukta. The reason being that an uman will use this piece of wood in the future, and he wants it to be careful that it not get ruined. So it's even mukta machmas chasar and kis. Whereas shel balabayis, he will sometimes use it as a tray. So the halacha is that you're allowed to, the shalbalabayas has a shame kli all the time, because they would use them as trays.